Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today, John chapter 6, verse 51. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." I had a seminary professor who used to say, if a little is good, a little more is better, and too much is just right. That's what the 5,000 people who had just enjoyed an all-you-can-eat miracle meal were thinking. The next day, they tracked Jesus down and said, "We're hungry again." Jesus explained that his purpose was not to provide the buffets, but to give his body for the world. He used the feeding of the 5,000 to introduce himself as the bread of life. "The real bread you need," Jesus said, "is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." With that statement, Jesus gave us a glimpse of the cross. On the cross, he would voluntarily sacrifice his body for the sins of the world. And Jesus said that anyone who believes in him as the perfect sacrifice and life giver, in other words, anyone who eats this bread, that person will live forever. The things of this world do bring a sense of satisfaction. That's exactly why worldly stuff presents such danger. We can deceive ourselves into thinking that the next thing will bring lasting fulfillment, but it brings only temporary fulfillment. And then we're off searching for the next best thing. Sadly, many will live their life searching for bread and fish and miss the bread of life. That's a shame. In fact, that's an eternal shame. Father, I am a spiritual beggar who has been graciously shown the bread of life. So give me the opportunity to share that bread with another beggar today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. It's prayer@ronmoore.org.